QST, 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 calling all radio amateurs. This is KF4TEK, activating the Fox Air Amateur Radio Association Technical Service Net. This net is held every Sunday at 8 p.m. local time on this, the 147.165 MHz W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater is owned and operated by the Fox Air Amateur Radio Association and uses a PL tone of 167.9 Hz for access. If anyone listening would like additional information, please see our website, w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for technical discussion and Q&A regarding technical topics such as equipment, hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and other similar information related to the radio art. This evening, I expect a lot of people are probably exhausted from the contest this weekend. So I thought I'd give just a little overview on a random technical topic related to radio, software-defined radios, and FPGAs. But if anybody has a topic that they would like to bring to the net or a question they would like to ask, please call now.
Too tired to think about it, KM4ZH.
HTV. All right. Heard you loud and clear there, Gil. Rich, K1ACV, did you have a topic suggestion?
I was going to suggest that we all meet on Saturday and talk about how the VQP went for all of us on the Saturday gathering at Wegmans.
All right, that's a fine plan. Sounds good. I will take the liberty of checking you gentlemen in, and of course, if you don't have anything else you'd like to say, you can just let me know that there's no comment there. Does anyone have any news or announcements that they would like to bring to the net? If so, please call now. All right, well, let's take a round of check-ins, and then I'll give my brief overview of FPGAs, and then we can talk about whatever technical stuff you guys want to talk about. So if you'd like to join us this evening, go ahead and call now.
Mobile.
KX4KU.
Whiskey Delta 8, Quebec, Charlie November, in and out, evening, Mike.
AG4VA Mobile. I may run out of distance south before you get to me, so if you don't hear me, sorry, but I'm mobile.
Kilo Oscar 4, Victor November Tango.
KM4SPL.
KO4, Victor November Zulu.
KO4NLR.
All right, good crew. Let's stop there for a moment. On my list, I've got KM4OZH, K1HTV, KX4KU, WD8QCN, no comment, AG4VA Mobile, KO4 Victor November Tango, KN4 SPL, KO4 Victor November Zulu, and KO4 NLR. I did hear a couple doubles, so if I did not call your call and I missed you, please call again.
013-KO4 IUM.
W8BT.
K0FJV.
WP7RAV.
Q1N.
All right, we picked up K3FR, KO4IUM, W8BT, KOFJV, Foxtrot, Juliet, Victor, WB7RAV, and very quiet, not sure I copied this next call, November 2, Yankee November. If I messed up your call or if I missed you, please call again.
Kilo 0, Juliet.
All right, the Kilo Juliet 4 station is just too far off to hold the machine. I'm sorry. Let's pick up our mobile station, the mobile station that I heard before he gets any further away. So AG4VA, Alan, how are you doing tonight, sir?
This is AG4VA Mobile in Madison County, heading south. Doing good. Just completed the Virginia QSO party. Drove about 500 miles and made lots of contacts. I just want to thank everybody who contacted me.
Okay, fine business, Alan. Well, thank you for joining us. Have a safe rest of your trip. Sounds exhausting, but I'm sure it was a lot of fun. And when you get back in range, the next net you join, tell us all about it. All right. I'm going to talk real quickly about something that's becoming an increasing part of a lot of the equipment that we use nowadays. That's the FPGA. So the FPGA is a device, the letters stand for Field Programmable Gate Array. And basically what it is, it's a huge array of transistors or gates that you can reconfigure into different circuits every time you power it on. So why is that useful for software-defined radios? Well, just like a general-purpose processor, like a CPU or your Intel chip or your ARM chip and your phone or your desktop, you can make collections of transistors and circuits that do mathematical operations on streams of data, and that comes in handy for processing things like video and audio streams and also data streams that result from digitizing the signals at the end of an antenna to do software-defined radio stuff. So what is software-defined radio? If you haven't heard of it before, it's basically taking the same operations that are performed by analog components, like mixing signals, filtering signals, modulating and demodulating signals. Instead of doing that with analog components, you do that with digital representations of those signals and math. And you can do math in a lot of different types of modern hardware. You can do it with a general-purpose processor, like your Intel Core i7 or whatever. You can do it with an ARM chip, like on a Raspberry Pi or in an iPhone. Or you can do it with a special-purpose chip built explicitly to do that one thing, which we call an ASIC, an application-specific integrated circuit. Or you can do it in an FPGA. Now, the benefit of the FPGA is that it's a lot cheaper to build and field than an ASIC, and it's faster at doing certain operations than a CPU. So those are good benefits if you're trying to develop a flexible software-defined radio front end. So FPGAs are hardware, much more than a CPU is hardware, because when you instantiate the configuration of the FPGA, it literally does just that one thing. So microprocessors have complex structures that know how to decode different kinds of general-purpose instructions like add, subtract, and multiply, and divide, and then they do a lot of work to get those over to specialized sections of the chip that perform those things. But typically when you're synthesizing an FPGA, you just do the things that you need done, and then you link them together in the chain that you need them. So that whole bit about instruction decoding and dispatch is dispensed with. Although you can synthesize general-purpose processors entirely in an FPGA, and there are some that do that if you need that little bit of functionality for whatever product you're developing. But it really is different from programming a general-purpose processor. When you're designing an FPGA, you're really thinking in hardware. You're thinking in a series of parallel operations that are all happening at once. And you don't use C++ or C or Python or Rust or Ruby or any of the high-level programming languages that you use to program a microprocessor. You use a hardware description language like VHDL or Verilog. Those are the leaders. And with those languages, you describe the circuit that you want to exist in the FPGA and how it connects to other circuits and the outside world when you're done. And the process of turning your hardware description into a program that you load on the FPGA is called synthesis, because the software has to do an awful lot more work to figure out how to decide where to put all the different functions that you need and all the gates that you need arranged on the chip to do the things you want to do and still meet all of the timing requirements and bus requirements and data in and out requirements and speed requirements that you got for your design. So it can take a long time to actually turn your VHDL, your Verilog, into an FPGA program, which we call a bitstream, because it's just a stream of bits at that point. But once you've done all that work, you've got that bitstream, every time you power up the FPGA, you have to reload the bitstream. So that explains why when you turn on some modern radios, and a lot of other modern devices, they sit there and blink at you for a few minutes. They're initializing themselves, of course, but one of the things they're doing is loading that FPGA bitstream so that that big block of hardware is ready to do the thing that it needs to do so that your device can do whatever it is you expect it to do. So I've got an HT here that is a DMR HT, and I turn it on, and it takes quite a while for the hello screen to go away and for the audio to start coming out, and I have to remind myself it's probably loading an FPGA bitstream to do, not only the analog modulation and demodulation, but also all the digital work that you have to do in a DMR radio. So that's pretty neat. So the last thing I'll mention is that we have this thing nowadays called an RFSOC, or an RF SOC, which stands for a radio frequency system on a chip. And it's part of the relentless consolidation and miniaturization of all the components that you need to do things onto, fewer and fewer components. So an RFSOC is going to have parts of an analog front end on it, maybe some preamps or filters on it. It's going to have some analog mixers. It's going to have the digital analog converter on it as well. And then it'll have a chunk of FPGA space on it. And it will typically also have one or two general purpose processor CPU cores on it to manage all of those things and present a higher level interface to the device. So it's a little easier to use. And so, folks like Xilinx and Intel manufacture those parts. And if you pull apart a modern radio, you shouldn't be surprised to find one or two of them hiding in there, doing all that work for you. So if you want to play with FPGAs, like playing with microprocessors, there are low-cost starter boards that you can get to jump into the world of hardware design and FPGAs and FPGA bitstream synthesis. There are some Arduino-compatible boards with FPGAs on them that do things that are beneficial to the Arduino and microcontroller using folks, things like fast floating point math or interfacing with quadrature decoders or high-speed interfaces for things like NeoPixels or LEDs or high-speed serial or the things like that. So if you're interested in that, just Google Arduino FPGA and you'll come up with no fewer than two compatibles. And then, of course, if you're just into the FPGA itself, you can search for a FPGA dev board on DigiKey or wherever and find many alternatives. The software is typically free to use its basic versions because the real money is is in the hardware. So that's it. I just wanted to give folks an idea of what was going on in some more modern transceivers and why they take a little time to start up. So with that, I will not bore you further. We will go around the round table, see how everybody's doing and how the VAQP went. So without further ado, this is KF4TEK for the FARA Sunday Night Technical Services Net. And I'll start at the top of the list with Gil, KM4OZH. Okay. KM4OZH, how are you doing, sir?
KF4TEK. Well, pardon me if I may say something that sounds completely stupid. Other stupider than more because of lack of sleep. Anyway, what was I going to say? Well, I guess this for me, this was a successful VAQP. On my run, I got 2.5 hours further into the same run that I have used for the last 3 years. This is the third year of the same run, and I got which I have never been able to complete, and I almost completed one county that I had to drive through at midnight that I didn't get anything for, didn't get a bonus point for. So all in all, it's nothing broke, and I'm wore out. So, but I had a good time. I still having good time. I got too much junk in the car. There's no question about it. KM4OZH back in there.
All right, Gil, fine business. Well, that's pretty good. Just one to go. You got to leave something to do next year, right? So, fine business. Good job and welcome back. Glad you came back safely. All right, Rich, K1HTV, how you doing?
Thanks, Mike. This is K1HTV in Amosville. I'm recuperating from the long trek. I took a break for a couple hours and went to the service for KG4TMF, Judy Beavers, and John KXPRO and K1TP and myself were there representing the club. The contest was interesting. Propagation was very good on HF, up through 10 meters, worked many DX stations, made 432 analog contacts at the CW sideband and FM, it's 434, and 492 digital contacts. All but one of them was an FT4. So 491 FT4, made one contact on Pokey FT8, and they went back to FT4. So total of, before dupes, 926 contacts. Everything worked well. Good antennas make a big difference. Thanks to all the mobiles. Great work by all the mobiles. So many of them, and very well run. Very chaotic at times, 5.2, but people moved off to 5.5 and 5.8. 4.46 was busy for UHF frequency. It was as busy as it'll ever get. And again, the mobiles did a great job. So many of them. So tip of the hat for the mobiles. Especially KO4NLR, Bree did a great job. Last I heard, she had hit the 100 mark. I'm sure she was over that, but she did a great job mobiling. This is not her first contest. She's done a few. She's getting pretty skilled at it. So congrats to Bree. As far as FPGAs, I've got two of them here. One of them is they're both in Red Pitaya devices, which were programmed by R6LAB, and they work quite well. They monitor, between the two of them, they monitor 22 different ham bands, mode bands, I should say. So on 20 meters, they monitor sideband, matter FT8, FT4, and Whisper, those three modes on almost all the bands. Great little radios, and they work quite well. That's about it from here. I haven't had any lunch or dinner, so I guess I should eat something today. Back to Night Control, Mike. This is K1HTV.
Yes, food is good. And love to see your Red Pitaya reports on PSK Reporter, so keep them up. Good job. All right, Kevin, KX4KU, how you doing?
KF4TK, KX4KU, and the net. Good evening, Mike. DQP, up until this year, it was like 80 meters was the band, and everybody said it was 40 meters. Well, I'd say it's back to 40 meters, at least this year. And I will also say that of all of my contacts over, I would say, 200 of those were CW. And I don't remember so much CW out there in previous VAQPs. And I also, for the first time, ran CW. Which worked out pretty good. I did not do that much single sideband. I did do a mobile run, not very far, but three counties, just enough to get the extra multipliers for the club, and all had a good time. So my brain is like mashed potatoes now. So, that's what I have, and I did beat my all-time record by far this year, so I'm pretty pleased with myself. I got 244 total contacts this year, so
I'm pretty pleased.
That's about all I have for everybody else. KF4DK, KXXXXKU, back to that.
All right, fine business, Kevin. Well, congratulations on exceeding your personal best. You know, that's all any of us can hope to continue to do is just do better than we did last time. So, in the end, the race is long, and it's only with yourself. So, very good. All right, WDAQCN was in and out. AG4VA is mobile, and we said hello. So, that brings us up to KO4 Victor November Tango. How you doing?
K4TK, KO4VNT. Good evening, Mike, and everybody on the net. Congratulations to everybody. Sounds like everything went exceeded expectation, and hope everybody gets some rest. And certainly bouncing off a couple of the comments there, HF was wide open today. I spent most of the afternoon on 40 meters and 10 meters, made some good DX calls on both. And so anyway, that's about it from here. Everybody get some rest. Wish everybody 73. And with that, I'll turn it back to you, Mike, K4TK, KO4VNT. Back to net control.
All right, fine business. Well, thanks for that. And sounds good. Thanks for joining us. All right, Bob, KN4SPL, how you doing?
KF4TEK from KN4SPL. Doing quite well tonight, Mike. I hope everyone's doing well. I think I'm frazzled just like everyone else. Had a really good time. Most of my contacts were on 40 meters. But, you know, I did have a good time. Didn't quite make the same amount of QSOs as I did last year, but I think I got more counties worked. I got 38 counties worked in six or seven states and a couple DX, so I had a good time. And just your topic, thanks for the exclamation about explanation of why it takes so long for certain equipment to turn on. But I will say I just picked up this little Arduino shortwave radio. It's a little ATS-20. It's an Arduino-based little receive radio, and the thing's about the size of a pack of cigarettes. And I'm just learning how now to, you know, play around with it. So it had good reviews for little receivers, so I'll be playing with that. Anyway, that's all I got. KN4SPL, back to Matt.
All right, fine business. Well, glad you had a good time. And six states and DX sounds good to be. All right, that brings us to KO4 Victor November Zulu. How are you doing tonight?
KO4 Tango Echo Kilo. This is KO4 Victor November Zulu. I'm doing pretty good. This is my very first contest, and had a few troubles. When I first started out, I was trying to work fixed from my home, but it wasn't well situated. I only got one contact. So on advice from Rich, I switched over and went mobile and just drove around Fauquier County and picked up a few contacts. With my HT only having 5 watts, I could hear a lot of people, but not very many people heard me. Anyway, it was a lot of fun. I also wanted to say thank you to the people that ran the multi-multi. They invited me over, and I sat there and worked 2 meters for the club for W4VA, and I enjoyed that. My stay was cut short because I had to get back to the white. Other than that, I had a really good day. I'm looking forward to Saturday's breakfast, and then I think this Sunday coming up, it's the at Northern Virginia Community College Hamfest. This is KO4DNZ, back to net. Over.
All right, very good. Well, congratulations on your first contest. Sounds like you got up there and made it happen, so good on you. That's awesome. All right, this is KF4TEK for the Far East Mennonite Technical Services Net, and we are up to KO4NLR. Bree, how you doing?
KF4TEK, this is KO4NLR. I'm doing pretty good. Beat my record by a lot this year. I think I made like 101 contacts, maybe 104, I don't remember. Did quite well, didn't have too many troubles other than an antenna hitting a light pole. Not too much going on. KO4NLR, back to net.
All right, well, congrats on getting out there and beating your record. Hope your antenna and a light pole are both okay. I'm going to skip Ron briefly and pick up Nick, KO4IUM. Figuring you're close by. How are you doing tonight?
KF4TK, KO4IUM. Yes, sitting right here by Bree.
Yeah, we traveled through 22 counties and independent cities in total. I got exactly 0 points in the QSO party, but that was by design. Bree wanted to be operating as a single operator to compete in these categories, so she did all of her logging and operating, and I did all the driving. So. A lot of fun, great learning experience. It was the first time running HF in the mobile, so that was a big learning experience. Appreciate all the feedback on groups.io for helping troubleshoot that. I did swap out the night before the spark plugs and didn't completely eliminate the RFI problems with that, but it was enough to make everything operable. I did get on for a little while and try and make some EX contacts on 10 meters, then we were hearing some come through on 10 meters, but that quad band antenna and the ham stick that we had just weren't enough with the mobile configuration there to make those DX contacts. But huge learning experience, a lot of fun. Yes, the antenna is okay. Charlottesville has lower lights than other cities for some reason. Fortunately, I had designed the tallest antenna mount in such a way that if it caught anything, it would fold down horizontal as opposed to damaging whatever it struck or taking damage to itself. So, great learning experience, lots of fun. Thank you also for those of you that worked the N4HKZ, the 4-H kids, around noon today. They made 10 contacts, and you had at least one of the kids that was their first time ever on the radio. So they all had fun with that. With that, KF4TK, this is KO4IUM, back to net.
All right, fine business, Nick. We'll pause from that word for our sponsor, Hi-Hi. And sounds like you had a great time, and good on you for doing what you did there. That's being a great dad, tell you what. All right, Ron, K3FR, how are you doing tonight?
Okay, very good. KM4TK, KF4TK, K3FR mobile, just come out of Sperryville here on 211. Well, yeah, I had a lot of fun this weekend. My indoor antenna, the HF antenna, I turned is not really competitive, though I did most of my 73 HF contacts on 40 meters, both CW and phone, and I really want to apologize for everybody who put up with my lousy. I think my nerves have really lost it, especially when I go into the chills. That really messes up my timing. Maybe I need to need to try some more time on the CW. did make a half a dozen contacts on 80 also, and couldn't get anything going on 20. Sounds like I missed most of the stuff today, because I wasn't hearing anything on 20 or 10 yesterday. Today I went for a nice little drive up to the Skyline Drive. Put in like 4 or 5 counties up there, plus about 3 or 4 counties getting up there. I think I made as many contacts as Bree. I made 101 contacts mobile up on the Skyline Drive, some good ones there too. Really, really enjoyable up there doing the contest. So, that's me. That's back to everybody. KF4TK, K3FR, mobile.
Okay, Ron, yeah, you sound much better now than you did when you first checked in, so right where you're at, have a safe trip back, and sounds like you had a good time, so that's awesome. Thanks for joining us. All right, we are up to Travis, W8BT. How are you doing tonight?
Good evening, Mike, and all of that. I think I'm probably about as tired as everybody else. I started off the weekend not feeling real good, and didn't feel 100% all weekend, but anyway, still ran QRP this weekend, not necessarily by design, but because I was using my old Tentec transverter I got from K1HTV. I didn't want to blow it up, so I kept the HF rig at 10 watts. So I don't know. I think I only made like 4 or 5, 6 meter contacts, but I even had a rotator and everything going. So I don't know. It was a good weekend. Made over 200 contacts total. Felt like I worked a bunch of mobiles, but probably not as many as last year or the year before, because W4GO is only running CW this year. But anyway, I don't know. It was a good weekend though altogether. I did learn one thing. I finally got the F4 key working, so that I could throw my call sign out without using my voice. So my throat feels a little bit better, I guess, than it normally would at this time. But anyway, that's about it. W8BT back to net.
All right, Travis, fine business. Yeah, little improvements every year. It sounds good. Sounds good. 200. That's impressive. All right, we're up to KO4FJV. How are you doing tonight? It's possible I copied that call sign down wrong because there's not a letter in my log. So if there's a Foxtrot Juliet Victor out there, go ahead and tell us how you're doing. All right, I'll just chalk it up to my messing up. WB7RAV, how are you doing tonight?
This is WB7RAV. I'm not doing too bad considering. Planned on getting on yesterday afternoon, but we had a minor crisis here at the house. Well, I wasn't able to get on at all yesterday. Got on today, and we managed to get about, I got 70 contacts, and it's fine. It's about what I thought I would be able to do today, maybe a little bit more. But we're getting ready to go on the road and leaving tomorrow for about 3 weeks on the road. And in between contests and packing and whatnot, managed to get a lot of done. A lot of contacts on 40, a few on 80. And all in all, I'm tired. WB7RAV, back to net.
Boy, I'm tired just thinking about it, but good luck on your travels. Hope you have safe travels and you get some relaxation time in there. Just FYI, you got a little bit of AC on your signal. Not sure if you've got an HT plugged into a charger or something like that, but just in case you weren't aware, there is a little bit of hum behind you, but you're perfectly readable. All right, let's see if we can pick up these last two I jotted down. Is there an N2YN out there? How you doing?
Good evening, this is N2YEN. I'm new to AM radio. Well, not to AM radio, but new in the area, and I thought I'd check in. Back to you.
All right, excellent. So I copied November 2, Yankee Echo November. I hope that's right. Let me know. Thanks for joining us. We're here Sunday night and Wednesday night. So if you're around Wednesday night, give us a listen as well. Anything you'd like to toss out to the net tonight?
Not at this time. Still learning quite a bit and do quite a bit.
All right. Well, you're doing great. Thanks for joining us, and hope you join us again in the future. Very good. All right. And the last thing on my log, KO4J, not sure. Is there a KO4J out there? That's probably me just fat-fingering something. All right. Well, that's the end of my list, so we will take one standby for new check-ins or rechecks. If you would like to join us this evening or you would like to add another 2 cents, please call now.
Kilowatt 4, Juliet, November Tango. November Bravo 3 Alpha.
N2NAR.
W8BT recheck.
N2NAR.
All right, we picked up. K4JNT, good to hear you. Wayne, ND3A, N2NAR, W8BT, and I think there was one more out there. Come again.
KM4OZH, recheck.
All right, excellent. Gotcha, Gil. All right, let's take our new folks, and then we'll go with our recheck. So, Wayne, K4JNT, how you doing tonight?
Thanks for doing it, Nick. Good evening, all. I'm doing pretty good after a long weekend. Made a little over 300 contacts at the house and 25 in the mobile. So I did a little better than I did last year in the mobile. Had a few glitches, but I got everything worked out. That's about it. K4JNT, back to that.
All right, fine business. Glad you got those worked out, and thanks for joining us. NB3A, how you doing tonight?
Hey, good evening, Mike and everybody else on the net. This is NB3A. Kind of just got home. Heard the check-in start as you were coming up 29 there, and I didn't bother to check in because I wanted to make sure I was home first. So had kind of a comedy of errors there on day one, not all of which were our fault. Major one being that I left the radio on last night, so killed the batteries. And had to wait a few hours to get on the road today, which at least gave me some time. I was able to get Anna on the air on her call sign for the first time, so that was pretty fun on a Micom 2 ES in the basement with the off center, or not the off center, the NFIT athlete. So she made about 100 contacts on her own, and then I think as NV3A mobile, we had like 430 something or something like that, and then I had about 15. On the home station also. So anyway, had a good time. A few tanks of gas, a lot of miles. Missed three of the counties that we were supposed to hit due to, you know, sites changing or whatever. But so yeah, not as good as last year, but learned a lot. Have to definitely work on the ergonomics of our mobile station. That's probably going to be key for next year. So with that. You know, you can do everything you can do technically, but if you can't operate something efficiently, and if it's not, like, ergonomic, or if it's really too complicated, then you're going to run into it's something that you got to focus on also, if you want to put competitive numbers on the board. Anyway, with that being said, back to you, KF4TK from NP3A.
All right, Justin, fine business. Well, glad you made it home. Sounds like there were a couple of issues that you overcame them and learned a lot, so that's pretty awesome. So good on you for getting out there and doing that. All right, we're up to N2NAR. How you doing?
Yeah, good. Thanks for hosting the net. This was the first year I've ever hosted my own contest station. I had a very small multi-multi. And for the most part, things went well. I had a total of five different people operating, including myself. And one of those doesn't even have a ham ticket, but will soon. We made a little bit over 200 contacts, had some issues on HF, got them rectified today. A huge thank you to my wife for providing food. I don't live in the best RF spot, so I think we fared pretty well. So if I do it again from here, hopefully I can improve on my antennas and do a little better. But otherwise, it was fun. I even made a couple 900 contacts, 900 megahertz, so that's always good to do something a little different. N2NAR in the net. Thanks.
Oh, yeah, very good. 900. That's awesome. I like it the higher they get. and you had fun, so that's what it's all about. Glad you did. Thanks for joining us. All right. Rechecks. Travis, WABT, go ahead.
Hey, good evening again, Mike and all the net. The higher the frequency gets, though, the shorter the antenna gets, but the more expensive the coax gets to you know, use it, but that was actually one of my biggest improvements this year was having just a short run at what my antenna is very close to the shack, but a 20-foot piece of Heliax up to the 440 antenna, 2-meter 440 antenna. I think had my best year ever on 446. I was really surprised at some of the stuff I worked and also surprised that I still could not work Ross and 4 RPUs like 2 miles away. But anyway, I had one other thing. Oh, and I'm glad to hear that any of the issues that Justin had nothing to do with the welding I did on his exhaust. So anyway, that's it. 713 all, W8BT back to net.
All right, fine business, Travis. Helix, that's pretty cool. I have to hear about that sometime. And last but not least, Gil, KM4OZH, go ahead with your recheck.
Let's see here, KM4OZH, back in the driveway safely at home. I have a question that I meant to ask last year, and it has to do with the APRS system, which I have incorporated in my 2-meter rig with an interface in there, so it all transmits through the same amplifier and same antenna system, but obviously if I'm working 2 meters, well, it can't be used. And I was curious if anybody actually pays any attention to that. Had anybody ever looked at that over during the weekend just to see whether it's actually worthwhile? Now, my children look at it. They want to know that I'm still moving and I'm where I'm supposed to be. But other than that, so that's my question. KM4OZH, back to net.
Check for KU.
Okay, Gil, fine business. Well, we'll bring that question. Does anybody check the Virginia QSO Party APRS tracker for Farah? KX4KU, you go first.
KX4KU. Actually, I do, but what I do is, you know, a lot of times you'll see a call flying spot, but you don't know if the mobile is moved to a different place. So what I do is sometimes I'll bring it up and see, oh, okay, now, like KW4VA today, you know, I saw that he was somewhere at Waynesboro, I believe, and I couldn't reach him, and then I looked again and saw he moved. So I use it just to see if you're in a different county, not exactly where you are from the last time. So that's what I use this for. KF4TEK, KX4TE, back to net.
All right, thanks for throwing that out there, Kevin. Anybody else still listening, also check the APRS tracker. Go ahead and give Gil a shout now.
KO4IUM.
W8BT.
Oh, there we got a couple. KO4IUM.
KO4IUM, the net. Figured I'd throw it out there. One of Bree's contacts, at least one of them, somebody actually came back to her because they were watching the APRS. She hadn't even had a chance to call CQ, and somebody was calling seeing that they had seen her in a new city. So there are people out there watching the APRS for the mobile stations, I guess, specifically. So it was the first time running APRS for us, and you know, I think that's a good avenue, at least in my opinion. KO4IUM, back to that.
Okay, well, that is very cool. Very cool. Someone watching APRS and noticed you in a new place and gave you a call before you even got a chance to call CQ. Well, we know it's working. All right, WABT, go ahead.
Yeah, I was watching I had the APS tracker up on my other monitor all weekend, and I noticed that some stations would kind of freeze and lock up where they were. I don't know if it was due to how they were running APRS, whether it was via cell phone or via 2 meter, maybe just not being near a node or whatever, but yeah, I just noticed a lot of people had kind of froze in certain places. I noticed KW4VA a couple times. It seemed like they were showing where they were not, but you know, due to where I heard them. But I don't know. Something I wanted to throw out there. W8BT, back to net.
All right, very good. Thanks for throwing that out there, Travis. I'm going to call it. So I would like to say this is KF4TEK for the FireNet. I would like to thank everyone who joined us this evening and remind you that if you would like further information regarding tonight's discussion or information on FireNet, please see our website, w4va.org, or you can send an email to firenet@w4va.org. So this is KF4TEK, closing the FireNet and returning repeater to normal use. Thank you all, and good evening, 73.
W8BT, NB3A.
NB3A, W8BT.
Hey, yeah, I meant to text you to say thanks for the exhaust work, and I gave you a shout-out on the last net, I think, but I don't think I'd actually thank you personally.
since then. But yeah, I wanted to say thanks. And then also, yeah, with if you're running APRS on your cell phone, which is what I do for VAQP, there's a lot of areas where you don't have cell service up on, like, where I don't have cell service on Skyline Drive. So I notice we hang, and we do watch the tracker to make sure that it's saying we are where we say we are. I also use K3FRG's AR geodetector program, which is cell phone independent, so you don't need it to know where you are anymore, which that piece of software is a godsend for areas without cell service, of which there are a few out in the mountains. I've also got one of those MobileLink TNCs that I use for APRS with APRS Droid when we're out on when we're doing summits, and that works well. But there are some that you can't get into an iGate with. So anyway, figured I'd throw that out there because I know it'll show weird positions, or like if I'm looking at my Google location history for the last few days, it'll be kind of out of whack based on cell service. Anyway, just thought I'd throw that out there. NB3A.
Okay, Justin, yeah, thanks for the feedback on that. I was kind of curious as to what you were running, because I did notice yours hung, and I figured it was due to cell phone service. And, I didn't check into the net the other night, but I did hear your shout out there, so... Anyway, I appreciate it, and it's not a problem. Anything to make sure you and Anna didn't die. But I did, I almost asked you this morning when I heard her running under her call sign, which I did make a contact with. But, I just kind of was curious. I was like, I hope something didn't break. But I'm glad you guys aren't dead. NB3A, W8BT.
Yeah, very good. Had to get her some practice running. In the truck, it's, like, cramped. It's really loud. It's kind of annoying, and it's, like, more high pressure than in the basement. She had a pretty good run there of, like, almost 100 QSOs in about an hour while we were waiting for stuff to charge up. I left the 7100 one, and it killed my, I guess it was enough after a full day of screaming into the mic yesterday that it ran down the what was left in the batteries in the back. So had it on the 40-amp charger there for a couple hours while operating from home. So, yeah, nothing actually. No mechanicals with the truck that I know of yet. So knock on wood. W8BT-NB3A.
Okay, yeah, Anna did a great job. She was, I kind of listened even a little bit after I made a contact with her. I was like, wow, she's doing really good. Definitely handling your running better than I do. That's one thing I did not do this year. Even though last night I went ahead and, as the contest was ending, set up some of the voice recordings for N1MM on the F keys. But, I didn't use it today. Just wasn't feeling all that great this weekend, but... Anyway, I don't know, still did about the same as last year, but QRP this time, so. Anyway, glad to hear all went well, or as well as, it went. So, anyway, before the, when's the next QSO party you're going to?
I'm not sure if it's either West Virginia or it's Maryland, D.C. It's one of those two, and those will both be also, all of the other ones that we do, I think, are going to allow multi-multi. The mobile, the only one that doesn't, that is different is West Virginia doesn't have VHF. It's HF only. But I want to say that it says in the rules that there's no limit on the number of transmitters. So we'll be looking at doing something crazy for that, I think, this year. I really hope that, the bands are as good as they were today or yet. I don't know, whatever. As good as they were last time we did it. We had a really good run there last time we were in West Virginia. And, of course, last year was the year that we couldn't do it because we realized that a leak there at the O2 sensor was happening. So, yeah, we'll do West Virginia, Maryland, D.C., and then PA, I think. Over to you, WAPT and B3A.
What month are they in?
I think June, I think August. And then I think October for Pennsylvania. The one is the same. It's like the same weekend. West Virginia is the same weekend as the Manassas Hamfest, I think. And then Maryland, D.C. happens sometime. And then there's Pennsylvania in October.
Okay, yeah, I just wanted to say, I'd like to kind of retouch that exhaust, get it, you know, touched up a little bit before then, just with a better welder. Because I don't know if you noticed that the copper seal that's supposed to go around the electrode coming out of the MIG welder, like, Mike has pretty much eaten, like, all of that away. So that's why it kept bubblegumming on me, because it was, it would arc over to the side of the copper shield where the wire comes out. So, yeah, not a great welder. But anyway, I've got a pretty much brand new one. Well, Harbor Freight here. But anyway, we can make it a little better. I'd like to hit it with a torch one time just to relieve some stress on it. But I'll talk to you soon. I think my brain's about completely fried by now, so I'm going to say 73, NB3A, W8BT.
Yeah, okay, mine too. Have a good evening. 73, get some rest. This is NB3A, and I'll be clear.
This is W4VA repeater, PL 167.9 Hz.